MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, October 30, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Brush fires still causing problems on the North Shore. The Newburyport mayor has made a decision. Cloudy, low to mid-60s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 10:38 a.m. and 11:02 p.m. In the Salem News, Michael McHugh reports elevated smoke levels near Salem High School forced the school to dismiss early on Tuesday and relocate students from the Horace Mann Laboratory School to Witchcraft Heights Elementary School. An alert from the school district said Salem High would dismiss at 11:30 a.m., while Horace Mann would begin shifting students at 12:15 p.m. Officials said there was no danger related to the ongoing brush fires in Salem, but the smoke warranted the changes. The Salem Fire Department, alongside 13 local departments providing mutual aid, worked to extinguish the Cane Hill Fire that started Saturday evening and continued to smolder on Monday evening. The fire is now 95% contained and extinguished, with a few hot spots in different areas. To date, 172 acres have burned in the fire, according to a city update. On Tuesday morning, a brush fire was reported in Salem Woods between First Street and the municipal golf courses, creating smoking conditions throughout the city. Meanwhile, Stephen Hagen is writing in the Gloucester Times. Firefighters from Gloucester, Essex, and Manchester-by-the-Sea spent several hours working in concert over the past few days, helping battle the wildfires that continued to plague Salem and Middleton. Firefighter strike teams have been assembled to battle the wildfires, according to Gloucester Assistant Fire Chief Bob Rivas. The teams usually include a fire officer and up to six forestry firefighting teams. Two teams were assigned to combat the wildfires in Middleton on Tuesday. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Jim Sullivan's reporting in the Newburyport Daily News. After almost 2 months of discussions with potential developers, Mayor Sean Reardon on Tuesday recommended Boston-based Zeta Insight to convert the former Brown School into a 29-unit development. Of those units, 8 would be considered affordable housing, while the remaining 21 would be market rate. All units would be geared towards senior citizens, with local residents receiving preference. The project would also get rid of the school's gymnasium and convert that footprint to green space and more parking. The Boston-based company beat out proposals from YWCA Greater Newburyport, as well as CSI Support and Development. Ethan Foreman writes in the Gloucester Times, the race for state representative for the 5th Essex District on the November 5 ballot has incumbent Democrat Ann Margaret Ferranti, a Gloucester native who has lived downtown her whole life, facing a challenge from another longtime downtown native, former Ward 3 City Councilor Stephen LeBlanc Jr., who is running as an independent. Both are vying to represent on Beacon Hill, a district that covers Gloucester, Rockport, Essex, and Manchester-by-the-Sea. A painter by profession, LeBlanc said he is a lifelong resident of Ward 3 who knows the ins and outs of the neighborhood. After 10 years on the city council, LeBlanc declined to run again and stepped down at the end of 2021. Ferranti is a daughter of a fisherman, father, and librarian mother. As a lawyer, she represented the interests of fishermen for 10 years before being elected in 2008. She's aiming to win a 9th term. And Anne-Marie Tobin is writing on idlelive.com. The city of Peabody learned it's been designated to receive funding from the Massachusetts Department of Transportation's Municipal Pavement Program. The funding will be used for safety improvements on Route 114, a road that has seen several fatal accidents over the last few years and has been the subject of efforts to improve safety. Danvers Route 62 is also slated to receive funding in 2026, while Beverly Route 22 will receive funding in 2025. In sports, high school soccer, Beverly edged Newburyport 2-1 with Jackson Merritt scoring the game-winning goal. The Panthers are now 12-4-2 on the season. In girls' soccer, Masconomet shut out Malden Catholic 2-0 behind a two-goal performance by Maggie Blosser. Masco is now 17-0-1. Manchester Essex notched a 3-0 win over Gloucester yesterday. Manchester Essex goaltender Maddie Cluck recorded the shutout. In pro sports, the Bruins lost to the Flyers last night 2-0. Celtics play at Indiana tonight. And the Yankees beat the Dodgers last night 11-4 in the World Series, forcing a Game 5 tonight in New York. The Dodgers lead the series 3-1. For our producer and engineer Bill Proposky and our media director Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.